This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's considered the world's very top architecture show, the Venice Biennale. And when the Venice show opens next May, the star of the U.S. exhibit will be Detroit. With us now are the co-curators of the U.S. Pavilion. Monica Ponce de Leon is Dean of the Taubman School of Architecture and Urban Planning at the University of Michigan. It is so good to have you with us.
Thank you.
And from New York, we want to welcome Cynthia Davidson. She's executive director of the nonprofit group Anyone Corporation and also editor of the architecture journal Log. Hello, Cynthia.
Hello.
Good to have you with us. Monica, tell us what makes this Venice Architecture Biennale so very important.
As you mentioned, the Venice Biennale is really the premier architectural exhibition in the world. And in the exhibition are pavilions that represent countries around the world. There is also a pavilion that always revolves around a particular theme. So it really is a place where people from across the world gather to understand what is happening in architecture worldwide.
And Cynthia, how and when did you and Monica decide you were going to take on the task of co-curating the U.S. Pavilion at next year's show?
Well, Monica and I have not known each other that long. We met at the Venice Biennale in 2012 and began talking about, wouldn't it be fun to do a project together as professionals? And we had an idea that it'd be really interesting to ask American architects to do speculative projects for Detroit and to take that exhibition to Venice. And we actually did a proposal to do a project like that for the 2014 Biennale, and we were not selected by the Department of State to do it. And so we went back and retooled the project and submitted it again for 2016, and we were selected.
And I'm fascinated. It's actually the Department of State that how are they involved with that?
Well, the American Pavilion really is intended to represent the best architectural thinking in the United States. So it's coordinated by the State Department, and they have an open process, and a very closed door should represent the U.S. internationally.
So I want to make sure that I have this all very clear, that you have four sites in Detroit, the Packard plant, the DeQuinder Cut in the Eastern Market District, West Verner Highway in Southwest Detroit, very popularly known as Mexican Town, and then anyone who's left the Red Wings game or a concert at Joe Louis Arena, just west of the arena, you've seen that big, blocky U.S. Postal Service building that's right there on 4th Street. So why were those chosen?
Those were chosen because for us they represented challenges that are typical to the 21st century city. We wanted to work on typical sites in Detroit that will help understand global problems. And we wanted to capitalize on Detroit's history of invention and imagination as a way of setting new models for the city of the 21st century.
Cynthia, what do you want to add?
Well, first I would say that Monica and I invested a lot of time in thinking about the sites, and so did a lot of other people. We have an advisory board of stakeholders and government officials and community leaders and real estate people in Detroit who represented some 20 sites to us. And together with them, we narrowed it down to 7 possible sites in Detroit that met the criteria that Monica just mentioned. And then we visited those sites and narrowed it down to 4. We chose 4 for the funny reason that the United States Pavilion has 4 rooms.
Ah.
I mean, we decided we would do 1 different site in each of the galleries that are in the pavilion. That's what really determined the number 4. But then the sites themselves all speak to the condition of the post-industrial city and the kind of transition that not just Detroit, but many cities around the world are having to make in rethinking the nature of the city when heavy industry isn't the primary focus of the city any longer.
And so there'll be teams, 12 teams, consisting of dozens of designers. And what are they going to produce, Monica?
We have asked them to speculate about new programs for those sites and propose buildings that will house those programs. And this will mean that they will produce models, drawings, any kind of material that will help understand the buildings in the sites. And as Cynthia just mentioned, we have been very, very fortunate to be working with an advisory board in Detroit that includes people like Maurice Cox, who is, of course, the planning director of the city, Mark Wallace, who is the director of the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy, and, you know, people that are on the ground understanding every day in the city. One of the main things we're asking the architects is to understand the context of Detroit today, the reality of Detroit today, and use it as a backdrop for future speculation. Mm. So to that end, we actually organized a series of community meetings. So when they came to Detroit to visit the sites, they spent a lot of time meeting with community groups, meeting with business leaders, meeting with business owners, meeting with nonprofits, so that they really get a cross-section of what is happening in Detroit today and use that as a catalyst for new ways of thinking about urban problems.
And Monica, you're based here because you're here with the University of Michigan, so you're based here in Southeast Michigan. But Cynthia, you're in New York, and I'm interested in as you came here and, you know, got in and sat down and talked with people who were really on the ground, did it change your impressions of Detroit?
No, I don't think so. I think that the thing that surprised me the most about being on the ground, which, I mean, I've been coming to Detroit for years now, but what surprised me most when we really started working on these projects together was the scale of the sites that we were considering, the kind of vast acreage that's empty that was sort of beyond what I would call an architectural scale that really is an urban scale. At least for the purposes of our exhibition, in trying to bring the architectural imagination to the table and not just the planner's imagination or the landscape architect's imagination, but how an architect thinks, about space and form and program, is another voice that we thought should be at the table. I mean, what we're doing in a certain way is not displacing anything that's been going on, like the important work of Detroit Future Cities is important information for us. We hope that what we're bringing is adding yet another voice for Detroit, although first and foremost it's going to be seen in Venice before it ends up back in Detroit in 2017. But as Monica said, these community meetings we've had have been really critical meetings, and people like Dan Kincaid have been important in that too.
Monica, when I read the piece that John Gallagher wrote about this in the Detroit Free Press, and you spoke with him, you said, and here was your quote, "One of our motivations is to break some of the Detroit stereotypes." Is it that you want to get away from the rescue and fix broken Detroit narrative?
Yes, thank you. This has been really important to us. You know, we have been asked, what are the problems that you're going to fix? And our attitude has really been the opposite. We believe that a lot of important work has been happening in Detroit, and important work that can become models for other cities globally. So instead of thinking of the project as picking and selecting a series of issues that need to have solutions to them,
yes,
and we're going to come and demonstrate to Detroit how to fix the problems that are on the ground, our attitude is really, let's understand what is already happening and the richness of the imagination of Detroit and its long history of invention as a catalyst for invention, and how that may actually impact different and new ways of thinking of the city in the 21st century.
See, what we liked was that the imagination of someone like Henry Ford, or the imagination of the architect Albert Kahn and his brother Julius, the engineer, I mean, they could envision things that hadn't yet existed. And so we are hoping that our 12 teams of architects will have that same kind of active imagination that has occurred in Detroit over time. I mean, it's not just in the early 20th century, but in the mid-20th century, with something like Motown Music, imagining something that doesn't exist. And that's really not about fixing. That's about sort of like, what if? So we put ideas on the table.
It will be very, very exciting to see what comes about. I know there's a lot of work to do between now and next May's show. And then, as you said, we'll see it in 2017 in Detroit. Is that the idea, that it'll be displayed in Venice next spring and then make its way back to Southeast Michigan?
Yes. We are hoping that we can fundraise enough to bring it to Detroit in the winter of 2017. We're still short of our goal, but we're hoping that we will be able to have the funds to bring it back.
Monica Ponce de Leon and Cynthia Davidson, they're the co-curators of the U.S. Pavilion that will be featuring Detroit at the upcoming 2016 Venice Biennale, the top architecture show in the world. It was wonderful to talk to both of you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having
us. Thank you.